Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Today in Business from Wired.
Sony's AI drives a race car like a champ. The company built GT Sophie to master the game Gran Turismo, but it may help the development of real self-driving cars. By Will Knight. Takuma Miyazono began driving virtual race cars at age 4, when his father brought home the highly realistic motorsport game Gran Turismo 4. 16 years later, in 2020, Miyazono became the Gran Turismo world champion, winning an unprecedented triple crown of esports motor racing events. But he had never faced a Gran Turismo driver quite like GT Sophie, an artificial intelligence developed by Sony and Polyphony Digital, the studio behind the Gran Turismo franchise. Sophie is very fast, with lap times better than expected for the best drivers, he says via a translator. But watching Sophie, there were certain moves that I only believed were possible afterward. Video games have become an important sandbox for AI research in recent years, with computers mastering a growing array of titles, but Gran Turismo represents a significant new challenge for a machine. In contrast to board games that AI has mastered, such as chess or Go, Gran Turismo requires continuous judgments and high-speed reflexes. It's far more complex than action games like StarCraft or Dota, and demands challenging driving maneuvers. A Gran Turismo ace must balance pushing a virtual car to its limits and wrestling with friction, aerodynamics, and precise driving lines with the subtle dance of trying to overtake an opponent without unfairly blocking their line and incurring a penalty. Outracing human drivers so skillfully in a head-to-head competition represents a landmark achievement for AI, says Chris Gerdes, a professor at Stanford who studies autonomous driving, in an article published alongside the Sony research in the journal Nature. Gerdes says the techniques used to develop GT Sophie could help the development of autonomous cars. Currently, self-driving cars only use the kind of neural network algorithm that GT Sophie employed to keep track of road markings and perceive other vehicles and obstacles. The software controlling the car is handwritten. GT Sophie's success on the track suggests that neural networks might one day have a larger role in the software of automated vehicles than they do today, Gerdes writes. Sony announced in 2020 that it was developing a prototype electric car featuring advanced driver assistance features. But the company says there are no plans, as yet, to use GT Sophie in its automotive efforts. GT Sophie also shows how important simulated environments have become for real-world AI systems. Many companies developing self-driving technology use sophisticated computer simulations to generate training data for their algorithms. For instance, Waymo, the self-driving car company owned by Alphabet, says its vehicles have traveled the equivalent of 20 million miles in simulations. The use of machine learning and autonomous control for racing is exciting, says Avinash Balachandran, senior manager for human-centric driving research at the Toyota Research Institute, who is testing self-driving cars capable of operating at extreme speeds. He says Toyota is working on human amplification, in which technologies that leverage expert learnings from motorsports can one day improve active safety systems. Bruno Castro da Silva, a professor at the University of Massachusetts Amherst who studies reinforcement learning, calls GT Sophie an impressive achievement and an important step toward training AI systems for autonomous vehicles. But da Silva says going from Gran Turismo to the real world will be challenging because it's difficult for reinforcement learning algorithms such as GT Sophie to consider the long-term implications of decisions and because it's hard to guarantee the safety or reliability of such algorithms. Safety guarantees are paramount if we wish such AI systems to be deployed in real life, da Silva says. A lack of safety guarantees is one of the main reasons why machine learning-based robots are not yet widely used in factories and warehouses. The type of AI algorithm developed for GT Sophie might also prove useful for other kinds of machines, including drones and robots that work alongside or assist humans, says Hiroaki Kitano, CEO of Sony AI, which led the development of the algorithm. This can be applied to any physical system that interacts with a human, Kitano says. GT Sophie mastered Gran Turismo through hours of practice. As with other recent feats of AI gameplay, this involved training an algorithm known as a neural network to improve its operation of the game's controls by providing positive and negative feedback. The approach, known as reinforcement learning, is inspired by the way animals respond to success and failure in the real world. Although it is decades old, the method has come to the fore in recent years, thanks to more sophisticated algorithms, more powerful computers, and more copious training data. GT Sophie is the first AI capable of beating professional esports drivers in such a realistic, high-speed game. In a series of races held in July and October 2021, Sophie bested the best Gran Turismo drivers, including Miyazono. Peter Werman, director of Sony AI America, says mastering Gran Turismo is as important an AI landmark as dominating chess or Go. Werman co-founded Kiva Systems, which developed the shelf-moving robots that transformed Amazon's warehouses. Because a Gran Turismo driver must understand how to beat other drivers without incurring penalties for unfair play, Werman says GT Sophie points the way to robots that learn how to interact with humans in more sophisticated social settings. With board games, you have a long time to decide what you're going to do between each move, Werman says. Real-time interaction is what we do every day. The GT Sophie project also points to potential changes in game design. In-game characters typically follow simple rules. AI players that learn for themselves could be far more lifelike and engaging to play against and alongside. Kazunori Yamauchi, the creator of Gran Turismo and a real-life race car driver, says GT Sophie's ability to drive without incurring penalties is perhaps most impressive. He says the technology will become a part of future versions of the game and predicts that it will help teach both novice and expert drivers to improve their skills. Sophie takes some racing lines that a human driver would never think of, he says. I think a lot of the textbooks regarding driving skills will be rewritten. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.